Chapter 5. When Rabbi Melchal Mashiach saw the multitudes, he went up the mountain. And when he sat down, his Talmidim came to him. Then Rabbi Melchal Mashiach began to speak and gave them this Torah, saying, Ashrei Aniyei HaRuach, for theirs is the Mahut HaShemayim. Ashrei are the Avalim, for they will be comforted. Ashrei are the Anavim, for Yireshu Aretz. Ashrei are the ones hungering and thirsting for Tzidkat Hashem, for they will be satisfied. Ashrei are the merciful, for they will be shown Rachamim. Ashrei are those of Lev Tahor, for they will see Hashem. Ashrei are the peacemakers, for they will be called B'nai HaElokim. Ashrei are the ones being persecuted because of Tzidkat Hashem, for theirs is the Mahut HaShemayim. Ashrei are you when they reproach you and persecute you and speak all kinds of Lashon Hora against you, speaking Sheker because of me, Mashiach, have Simcha and Lev Sameach, for your Sahar is great in Shemayim, for thus they persecuted the Nevi'im before you. You are the Melach Haaretz. But if the salt becomes tasteless, in what way will it become salty again? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled by men. You are the Or HaOlam. A city lying on a mountaintop cannot be Nistar. No one, after lighting a menorah, places it under a measuring basket, but on the Shulhan, and it gives Or to Kol Anshei Habayis. In like manner, let your light so shine before B'nai Adam that they may see your Ma'asim Tovim and give kavod to your Av Shabashamayim. Do not think that I came to abolish the Torah and the Nevi'im. I did not come to abolish, but to complete. For amen, truly I say to you, until Shemayim and Haaretz pass away, not one yod, not one tag will pass from the Torah until everything is accomplished. Therefore, whoever annuls one of the least of these mitzvahs and so teaches B'nai Adam shall be called Katon in the Malchut HaShemayim. But whoever practices and teaches them, this one will be called Gadol in the Malchut HaShemayim. For I say unto you that unless the tzedek of you exceeds that of the Sofrim and Prishim, you will certainly not enter the Mahut HaShemayim. You have heard that it was said to the ancients, Lo Tirtzach, and every Rotzeach shall be liable before the Beit Din. But I say to you that everyone who harbors Kas against his Akba Mashiach, his Haver, shall be subject to Mishpat, and whoever shall say to his Akba Mashiach, Reka, will be subject to the Sanhedrin, and whoever shall say Shoteh shall be subject to Esh Gehinom. Therefore, if you bring your korban to the Mizbeach, and there you remember that your Akba Mashiach has something against you, leave your korban there before the Mizbeach, and go and first be reconciled to your Akba Mashiach, and then come offer your korban. Come to terms quickly with your Ish Reev, while you are a fellow traveler on the Derek Eretz, lest the Ish Reev might deliver you to the Shofet, and the Shofet might deliver you to the Shoter, and the Shoter might deliver you to the Beit Asoar. For Amen, truly I say to you, you may never come out from there until you repay the last peruta. You have heard that it was said, Lo Tinaf, but I say to you, that everyone looking upon a woman with ta'ava for her has already committed ni'uf with her in his heart. And if your right eye causes you to commit chet, tear it out and throw it from you. For it is better for you that one of your evarim be lost and not your whole basar be thrown into Gehinnom. And if your right hand causes you to commit chet, cut it off and throw it from you. For it is better for you that one of your evarim be lost and not that your whole basar may go into Gehinnom. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give to her a get, a sefer keritut. But I say to you that everyone divorcing his wife, except for the devar of zanut, makes her become a noefet, and whoever marries a gerusha commits ne'uf. Again, you have heard that it was said to the ancients, you shall not break your nedarim, but you shall repay your vows to Hashem. But I say to you, do not swear Shavuot at all, neither by Shomayim, for it is the kes malchut of Hashem, nor by Haaretz, for it is the hadom of his feet, nor by Yerushalayim, for it is the Kiryat Melech Rav. Neither are you to swear by your Rosh, for you are not able to make one hair turn white or black. But let your word be kin, kin, or lo, lo. But anything beyond this is Lashon Hora. You have heard that it was said, Ayin Tahat Ayin, Shen Tahat Shen. But I say to you, do not set yourself against the Rasha. But whoever hits you on your right cheek, turn to him also the other cheek. And the one wishing to sue you and take your tunic, give to him also your kaftan. And whoever will force you to go 1 mile, go with him too. And the one asking you to give and the one wishing to borrow from you, from these do not turn away. You have heard that it was said, Vahavta l'recha, and you shall hate your oyev. But I say to you, love your enemies, and offer tefillos for the ones bringing redafah upon you. Do this so that you may become banim of your av shabashamayim, for his shemesh he makes to rise on the ra'im and the tovim, and he sends his geshem upon the tzadikim and the reshaim. For if you have ahava for the ones who have ahava for you, what sahar do you have? Even the mohasim do that, don't they? And if you give drishat shalom only to your achim b'mashiach, what extraordinary thing are you doing? Don't even the goyim do the same? Therefore, be shalomim, even as is your av shabashamayim.